assume that the moment of death, so there is no marital relationship between them, so Mamele, why should he be allowed to meet? I mean, you could say that it's not a cousin. No, so we can say that the marital relationship continues even after the death of the husband, even after the death of the wife, even after the death of the wife. That's the reason as to why all the crazy sishti are asura and even laham is sishti. One second, but then you ask, so that's all right in regard to crazy sishti laham is sishti. How about crazy sishti laham is sishti? Very certainly there is no marital relationship. Now Rabbi Akiva says that grushas chutzah say, grushas chutzah say, that achis chutzah say, is asura midrash. Like a chiz chushas, beis chalutza now. So Rabbi Akiva says that a chiz chushas has the same deal like a chiz chushas. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, it's a sur midrash. So it's a raya from there, as a matter of fact, and the Safro learns it out from a posik, that all the chreves is shtey, are a suraiz in lacha gereshevish. Why do we need a posik? Even the yisar of Elmo had been based upon the fact that at one moment they were the Krevei Ishtei. That they don't have to be a Kreveis of present Ishtei. But even the Kreveis Deim and Deim Chamesei over here to form Ishtei is also Asura. So why do we need the Pasuk? So you could say that the Pshat in the Pasuk. When the Pasuk tells us, that the Kreveis Roshosei Arasurei Sararayes, because the Elbe is not based upon the fact that they are the Kreveis, the Eim or the Im Chamesei of the present Ishtei, but even of here to polish them. But we can say, no, that since we learn it out from the Pasuk, so that means that Kreveis Roshosei is a specialist in the same Rav. It's Nichla in the same Rav, it's implicit in the same Rav, but it's special Isar. Masha'inke, so that special Isar applies only to Kreveis Roshosei, but not to Kreveis Ishtei Lachamisa Ishtei. So why is it that Kreveis Ishtei Lachamisa Ishtei Lachamisa Ishtei, so Lachamisa Ishtei, so the halacha is that they are asurates, because over there we don't have to resort to a special posuk, because Lachamisa Ishtei Kereshin we have to resort to a special posuk, because Kereshin terminates the marital relationship. But Mrs. Ishtei doesn't terminate the marital relationship. It doesn't terminate the marital relationship. Now, so, first of all, so there are two rayas on that. So Memele, when the Gemara says, if we say that Mise of the wife does not terminate the marital relationship, and that's the reason as to why the Chavis Ishtei are Asureis, even Le'acha Misas Ishtei, because they are still Chavis Ishtei, not here to four Ishtei. So then, we can understand this why the Gemara says, the implication being that if the Zike would be Poka, so then the Im Skukosei, Lachamisa Skukosei would be Muteret. So we ask, but the halacha is that Im Krushosei is a Soro, is an Avo? The answer is, Im Krushosei is a special Isa. There is no special Isa. But why is Im Chameisei a Soro? Because there is still a marital relationship. But if we say that there is no Zike Lachamisa Skukosei, so then there is no Kiyomishes, just a heretofore Skuko. So there is no Isa, or an a heretofore Skuko. So we don't have to resort that here the Chachomim did not apply the general principle of Kol Dizikne Rabbonon Kidreis. Now, there is a Gemara in Bor Basre. The Gemara says, "Hokam Ashmon Bach Kufi Dalet on the base. The Isha is no Dumiya. The Isha is Bailo. My Isha is Bailo. In a Bal Yerush Esishti Bekeda." So Rashi the Rashbam explains it. In a Bal Yerush Esishti Bekeda. קבר אישטר, אין הבעל ירשו, אם נופלו לו מחוצים כשהיא ביקר. כשהיא ביקר. In other words, let's say that the wife predeceased the husband. Predeceased the husband. So the wife died. And then her father died. The wife's father died. She was already bekeva when her father died. Now there is a loch of mishmush. So we could apply the loch of mishmush here too. And we could say that the wife who is bekeva inherits the chosin from her father. And then the husband inherits it from her. So there is no such a loch. So if the wife predeceased the husband, and then her father died, her marriage died. So her father, her brother, any marriage died. So we don't say that that she inherits the chosin from the father, and then he inherits from her bekeva. So ma, so he says, the Jewish ma isha is bailo in abal yirish esisti bekeva. A isha is no in haben yirish esili bekeva alhamchi lachim no. So the question is, why do we say, why is it more pshites? Ligabi Baal and Ligabi Ben, there's the Alfus. Just as in a Baal Yerish Sishti Bikeveh, a fish is no, in a Ben Yerish Sili Bikeveh, a Lahan Chalach no. Why is there a Mopshites? Why is there a Mopshites? So the Rivo says, the Rivo, here in Rodasa says, the Likach Pshitali Bibal, משום דשאירו ספוקלי על די מיסה, כמי על די גרש. כמי על די גרש. In other words, we don't need any posik, that אין הבעל ירש אסיש לי בקבר, that if the wife predeceased the husband, and then her father died, so we do not say that the wife inherits the נחוסים from her father, and then the husband inherits from her. Why? Because how could he inherit from her? She's not his wife. So what we say from Shite is that once the wife dies, so the marital relationship terminates, just as al b'yirish. That's the Rebosh. So then the Re is Chilich. He says, Ve'inire, the Oma be'avo avi remte, the l'acha mise name mikhashe. Acha mise, she said. So Ve'inire, the Hane Taime, Mishim Dino Gomirish, Bekeva la Hanko, Ikrevim, Al Vimishmush, Nafkul, Nikamon, Bebeneile, Daimon Yoshi Machmaskube, Avobaldo Yoris Machmaskil Ashkar Mishmus. So then the question arises, and I there is a machlekes between the reform and the Ri in Bolvasre, as to whether when the wife dies, so according to the reform, the marital relationship terminates, just as Al Beyirish. But according to the Ri, she remains his wife. She remains his wife. She remains his wife. And why? Because the Torah called the Sheira. In other words, that with Shere Akkord Law, Lo Yitame, that is reference to a case where the wife of the Kayan died. So the Kayan is Mechuyah, the husband, is Mechuyah to Mitame. So that means even though she died, she is still considered his wife. And the Pshat and Shere is not that here the Torah was marked on the fact that 1 second before the death she was his wife. No. Here, when the Torah says L'Shere Akkord Law, Lo Yitame, it means that even at the moment when he's Mitame himself to her, she is still his share. So that means that the marital relationship does not terminate. That the marital relationship does not terminate. And so in other words, so we have him achleike. So then the question arises, so how can Gemara learn out that just as in Abal Yerushas Ishti Bikeva, Afishas Mon Abel Yerushas Ishti Bikeva, why is in Abal Yerushas Ishti more poshet than Abel Yerushas Ishti Bikeva? The answer is, so that it's according to the reform, we understand, because he's not her husband, how can he yashin her bekeva? But according to the Ri, so why is that so poshet? So he says, because in order to yashin bekeva, so we have to resort to mishmush. And mishmush is mentioned in the pasuk of Chevi. So what is a mishmush of kulve of Yerusha? But kulve of Ishes, there is no mishmush. But in Haname, the marital relationship does not terminate with the death of the wife. So there is a machlekes between the reform and the Ri. Now let's see another reform. common Shabbos in America, unfortunately, is sometimes, I had the Shabbos many times in New York, in Chicago, all over. So, many times, one's wife dies, and then he marries another woman. Then he marries another woman. And then he dies. I mean, so he marries another woman, and then she dies, and then he dies. And the question is, sometimes there is a Torah between the craving of the first wife and the craving of the second wife. Near whom should he be buried? Such I was alive. Halacha is that of Gimel Nitkot. Tana Rabbah, Kol Shleish and Yehim and Yisui, Meisho Yishte, Oso Viso Yishache, Hache Yavro Olof Shleish Oribo. So if one's wife died, he's not allowed to marry another woman until Shodesh Rigolim expired. So, what's the time? So it takes this, Mention stup shotim, why the Chachomim are misaking that he's not allowed to marry anyone until Shlesha and Golem expires. So, Achi Yiyah Shlesha and Golem Belo Yitzimcho, Belo Yishka Chavas Yishte, Inamo Kibishi Yitzo Yisha Acheres, Belo Yizokher Min Arishay. So, one is just that, reverse of the other. So the first shot he takes this is that the reason is why a husband has to wait Shlesha and Golem before he's allowed to marry another one is because he shouldn't forget the love of his first wife. Because so if Shlesha and Golem expire, and so he'll remind himself how good it was, how wonderful it was when his wife was alive, so that will implant the love of his wife so that he'll never forget. So that's the reason. The second job, just the reverse. Why? Today, because if he'll be allowed to marry immediately after the death of his first wife, so he can marry the second wife and he'll still love the first wife. That's not right of the second wife. So the male, he has to wait 3 weeks going until the love for the first wife will gradually fade away, and then he'll be allowed to marry the second wife. So what is it? What's the machlokes? In other words, according to the first Lashon, so the Chachomim want that he should not forget his first Lashon. He should not forget. He should always remember. And according to the second Lashon, no, the Chachomim were interested that he should forget her. It doesn't mean that the Chachomim were interested he should forget her. In other words, if he wants to get married to someone else, then he has to forget her. But he's not interested in getting married to someone else, then he doesn't have to forget. But if he wants to marry someone else, then he has to forget. Now, so the first Lashon that says, "Actually, Yeshlish or Golem Blay Simcha, will Yishka Havasit Shtei," obviously agrees with the Shita of the Rish. That even after the death of his wife, the marital relationship still remains. Because if the marital relationship terminates upon the death of his wife, just as it terminates upon Hirashim, there is no halacha that one has to remember his wife after he divorces her. Why should he be mechuyev to take all the steps that are necessary to maintain the love in his heart all the time, throughout his life? So the answer is, if he divorces her, she's not his wife. Now the Rambam says, in the Chesishes, the Rambam says, יש תספות מחסישס, הלוכה ביטס, וחיים ציבו חכומים שיעוד המחבית אסיש כניסה מגופה, ואו יעבו כגוף, ויעבו כגוף. And then the Gemara deduces from the Pasuk, ויודעתו כשלום הלכו, גמור עושה גמור עם נבומס, דף סמך, ואיסה כמה, ויודעתו כשלום הלכו. So there is a special חיוב of יעבו כגופה. So יעבו כגופה. So ממילא, if he divorces his wife, she's not his wife. So ממילא, the halacha of Yavlo Kigufe doesn't apply, but if she dies, according to the Rish, The marital relationship continues. So she is his wife. If she is his wife, so he's mechuyev to love her. So Memele is not allowed to marry someone else before Gimul Chadoshim. Gimul Yudgolim expire in order to make sure that his love will never fade away. So if he remains single for Gimul Yudgolim, then it will make an impression, an impact upon his heart, and he'll never forget it. So otherwise, so that the first notion in Tesvev certainly agrees to it. That is. Now then, the second notion he says in Amekidishi Yisoyisha Acheres. So in other words, he is not allowed to get married to another woman as long as there is a possibility that he'll still love the first one. Why? Because Tzivu Chachomim Shiyiri Avoy Tidufo, the deposit of your daughter to show him Malacho. Now suppose he marries the other woman. He marries the other woman and he still loves the first wife, so to the extent that he still loves the first wife, there is a diminution in the love of the second wife. In the love of the second wife. Now, so then you say, so how is one allowed to marry two wives? I mean, prior to Chen Rav Migershin, one is allowed to marry two wives. So if we say there is a chiyuv of a Yavuki Gufa, so he's mechuyev to, so the answer is, if he has two wives, so he owes the chiyuv of Avo to both. So Memele, it's not a diminution in the chiyuv to one, because the other one, he also owes a chiyuv. But that's only if both wives are his wives. Mashem came, if the first wife died already, so then we can say that the pshat in the second washing cases in his court means that he agrees with everyone. That Misatishin terminates the marital relationship just as Gershin terminates the marital relationship. So Memele, if he keeps on loving, he marries another woman. And so she is his wife, so he owes her the chiv of Ave. And he still loves the first wife, so the first wife is a strange woman, like he's divorcing. So Memele, it is an expense of the Ave that he owes to his present wife. So that's one way of explaining the second Russian in Tesis. But we can say that even the second Russian in Tesis, agrees with the Shita of the Reed. And it seems that most Rishonim agree with the Reed, not with the Reed. That the marital relationship does not terminate upon the death of his wife. But the Chiyuv, the Yodato Kisholem Olecho, applies only to a living wife, not to a dead wife. Not that she isn't his wife, but that Chiyuv of Ave. That chiyuv of Ave applies only to a living wife, not to a dead wife. But he could agree. So the first Lashon in Meit Katan certainly agrees according with the Ri, not with the Rivom. It wouldn't make sense according to the Rivom Shit. But the second Lashon can agree with the Rivom, and even the second Lashon can agree with the Ri. So if we say that the second Lashon agrees with the Rivom, so Memele is not allowed to marry a second woman until he makes sure that the love for the first wife will fade away from his heart. So Memele has to wait, Shalosh Rigolim. Because if it will not fade away, so he'll still love the first wife, so Memele, it will be an aveiret on the second wife. Because he's loving another woman who is not married to him. And even if we say that the second Russian also agrees with the Ri, but since the chiyuv, the mitzvah, the right of Kishon HaMalacho doesn't apply to a dead wife, only to a living wife, so again, so it's an aveira towards the present wife, because he loves his wife, but he doesn't owe any love to her. Whereas to the second wife, who is a living wife, so Memele owes love to her. So anyway, so we have, so in other words, so that child, where should he be? Where should the husband be buried? Near the first wife or the second wife? Sometimes, you know, so the first wife, you know, has rich relatives, and they insist that the husband should be buried. So it's total in the 2 days. It's total in the 2 days. Now it seems that most Rishonim agree with the second Rashi. In the second Rashi of Tesis, in Amikidishi Yisra Yisha Acheres, V'Lizocher Min Avishenu. So that means that if he married the second woman, so then he was Mechuyev Al Pedin to forget the first wife. So how then, when he dies, how can we bury him near the first wife when Al Pedin was Mechuyev to forget her before he married the second wife? So that's the Pesach, I mean. But the Inoch Hanami, according to the first Washington case, so he can be buried next to either one. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. According to the second Moshe, he says he cannot be buried next to the near the first wife. But according to the second Moshe, he says, he cannot be buried next to the first wife. But according to the first Moshe, he says he can be buried next to either one. It doesn't make any difference. All right, anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between the Reform and the Ri, whether Mise terminates the marital relationship or not. According to the Reform, Mise terminates, just like Ereshin. According to the Ri, it doesn't terminate. So according to the Ri, we understand very well, most Rishonim agree with the Ri. So it doesn't terminate. Why does the Gemara say, Komashmo Nizike Berdili Poka? Because if it would be Poka, so then she would be Meteres Bimo. True, that called the Tikkun Rabbonik in the Reise Tikkun. But the reason as to why Lacham is a Sishtel is also Bimo, is because she is still his wife. Masha'in came here, we got this Kose if we said, the Tikkun is Poka, so she's not Skukose anymore. So we may with that. According to the Rivor, so then we have to say, why does Gemara say Komashon is Zikim Rodim with Poka? But even if it would be Poka, but just as we got a Lishtei, so Lacham is a sister, she's still an Elvo, even though with the Isha she's Poka, because the fact that she's the mother of the year 2-4 wife makes her an Elvo, so here too. So we have to say, according to the Rivor, we have to say that here the Chachomim does not apply, in as much as a Chis, aims to cause his only awesome Rabbonon. So here the Chachomim didn't apply the cloud of Kol Ditikin Rabbonin Kinder Aistin. Now, so the question is why? Why? So we can say, just like that, they didn't apply it. It's Moshe to the Chachomim. So they didn't apply it, but we can say it with more of this. The question, we see that even though Zike is Midraise, the Mandona who says, yes, Zike is Midraise, he can be made from Midorin of Yivome, he can be Yerisha, but he's not a Oser Midraise in the Imskukos. Why? Because even if we say, yes, Zike, so it's a key Nishes, but not a Nishes of Dushin. And the Iser of Arayes, of Trevis Ish, they are based, that's the Nishes of Dushin, not any Nishes. Nishes of Dushin. But Midrabonon, he's also a Chizkukos. So what's the pshat? With Rabbonon, she's considered like Knusosei. So if we say, yes, Zike mit Reise, so it's a king and Nishas mit Reise, but not a king and Dushin mit Reise, not a Nishas of Dushin mit Reise. But with Rabbonon, it's considered like a king and Dushin, a Nishas of Dushin. Or the pshat is not. Just as mit Reise, it's a king and Nishas, but not a Nishas of Dushin. So with Rabbonon, it's not a Nishas of Dushin either. But the Chachomim answered the cravings, Skukosei, even though it's not a Nishas of Dushin. If we say that it's not that the Chachomim were misake, that the key nishes that is with the right thing, key nishes created, not the nishes of Dushan, with the Rabbonon it should be considered as the nishes of Dushan. But even with the Rabbonon it's a key nishes created. But the Chachomim answered, because of nishes of Dushan, so the answer is this key nishes. And let's say the same Rabbonon would apply to a nishes of Tlakshus, let's say a Melech. So would also be also with the Rabbonon to marry the mother of his Tlakshus. So Mimele, then we can understand. So that's why the Gemara says, Komashmon Yizike Berdili Poka, and according to Rivor, so the question, the implication being that if it Poka, so is Mutares, the answer is, if Midrabonon, so if Midrabonon, so it's not a Suro, if Midrabonon, she's not, it does not have a din of Nishas of Dushan. But the Chachomim answered it, on the basis of a key Nishas created. But not that Midrabonon is considered like an Ishes of Dushan. Now this aloche, this special aloche, that Krivis Ishtei, the year to fall Ishtei Arasuno, that the aloche in Krivis Ishtei that is in an Ishes of Dushan. Masha'inkin here, there is no king of Dushan, just the king of Ishes created. So to Midrabonon there is an Isser, but that Isser of king of Ishes created Midrabonon is only Shayach as long as presently there is a king of Ishes. But if Zike is Poka, so presently there is no King Nishes. But here before there was a King Nishes, so that the Rabbonon doesn't apply. Alright, let me misail it. Yivom teshemei samut b'achiso, b'achiso im b'imo lehi, ho adin da'afil b'imo. Re'ayde v'ton arei she'ish teshemei samut there. So, ish teshemei samut b'achiso, idavke b'achiso, avu b'imo lo, idavu isuret reise, tonam esei tzemut b'achiso. Alright.
It was pointed out to me. I think I said, I mean last time, that the Ramban Shittin Chumash is that the Nach is direct Yerush, and that the Rashbam Shittin is that it's out of Nishmush. Well, I was mach with the Yerush. So the Ramban Shittin Chumash is that the Nach is a Yerush out of Nishmush, and the Rashbam Shittin is that he is direct Yerush. As a matter of fact, I mean, that machlekes can be seen between the Rambam and the Rach in Machet, but I don't want to go into it, because I just was machlek v'yotzches. The Ramban shiti is, I mean, the Ramban here in Yevamah doesn't say anything. I mean, I mentioned it in connection with the Rashbo, but I did say that the Ramban shiti is a direct Yerush. The Ramban shiti is in Chumash, in Spirosh and Chumash, is the Yerush of the Mishnah, from the Rach. And the Rashbam shiti is the direct Yerush. Alright. Now, we left off the Gemara, Mosif Ravuni. In other words, so we had here a machlekes between Ravuni or Barav, who says Shemeres Yom Shemeiso is Mutabino, Enzike, and Rav Yude. Rav Yude says that he is Zike. So Shemeres Yom Shemeiso is Asurabim. Alright. Now, let's see the two cases. The way Mahalocha Kedivah Daf Yudayim Omud Beis, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara. But Daf Yudayim Omud Beis, the cases. The way Mahalocha Kedivah Yemeir, Halocha Kedivah Yemeir, Ein Zike. Here is the contrast, the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yudah Bimseir. Who is the Mandoma, so Rashi says, who is the Mandoma who says, Ein Zike? Ein Zike? That is the Rabbon of Rabbi Yudah Bimseir. Rabbon of Rabbi Yudah Bimseir. So, the Maisa Likam, with the Mosek Shmuel, Shemeres Yom, Shikidu Shokhi Vesachai, so, Rabbi Yudah Bimseir, in the Rabbi Yudah Bimseir, אז משום רבי יהודה מסייר אמרו, אמרים לו ימתן עד שיעשה הכי חומייס. So in other words, if he is Shemeres Yom, let's say, Reuben, Shimon and Levi, three brothers, Reuben was married to Rochel, and Reuben died. So, Rochel was Nepheles before Shimon and Levi. And then, after the death of Reuben, so Levi was Mekadesh Leah, the sister of Rochel. So, Shemeres Yom, Shekili Shokhi Vesachai, so, Mishim Rabbi Yudim Seir, Omru, Eirin Lei Hamtei, Ad Sheyaseo Achi Chomai. So we tell the Ne'arei, Slevi, don't be Kenes, Leia, Lechupo, until Shimon. Shimon will either be Miyadim or he'll be Chayu Yisroch. So Eirin Lei Hamtei, why not? Because he cannot become a Israel Lechupo because he'll become a Achis Kukose, because Rochel is the sister of Leo, is Kukote. Alright, so Rashi says, Pirus Bekundres, that who is the Mandoma who says Ein Zike, that the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yudah Bimseir, says that that Levi cannot become a Israel Lechupo. But the Rabbanu of Rabbi Yemseira say that he can be Kenes, but he is Kenes, he would be Kenes, Achiz Kukosei, because Rochel is Kukodein. So the answer is no. Ein Zike, the Rabbanu say. Here is the Kundra, the Rabbanu of Rabbi Yemseira, the Maisel Kamo, with the Posik Shmuel, the Rabbi Yemseira. Doma Ein Zike, Michlau, the Tligger Rabbanu, Vikoshe, Omai. In the Chaname, the Rabbanu on Achiz Kamo Yemseira. Whereas Rabbi Yemseira says that Levi has to wait, he cannot be Kenes, Leo Lechupo, and the Rabbonim say he can be Kenes, but what's the Raya, the reason why the Rabbonim say that Levi can be Kenes Leah Mechupa, is because he holds Enzike, maybe he also holds Yezike, but here he was Mikabish Leo, so Mimele Rochel becomes Nachis Ishtei, Nachis Ishtei Nervo, so the Zike is Poga, so Rabbi Yudah Bimseir goes so far as to say that the Zike is not Poga as a result of the Eres, that Levi made in Leah. But Rabbanu Achilik, the Zike is Poka, because she because Leah is his wife, so the Leah Rochel is Rachel, so vis-a-vis Levi, the Zike in Rochel is Poka. How do we know that Rabbanon hold Ein Zike? Because the deal about the Sabbath Rabbanon the Ein Zike, was him shone, but we meet with the Hamtian Shiate, or if Maise, until Shimon will be Miyab, Mishim Dikdush, Mavke Zike. Der Hoshe bis ich war, und er weiß nicht, wie er, als jeder Rabbi Yudem Seire, die Chidoi, die da ich kennen, die Schmuel Chayish, die Chidoi, mit dem Posik, Rabbi Yudem Seire, war mein Hoshe und die Chidoi, wo kam es an Neuim Sabre, die Jezike, die Ravashe da ist, bis der Massiv, und der Gdardachin, die Zimera, die Jezike, war viel mit Freyachin. So, there are so many, so why you say, die Chidoi, Elo, Vagai, Bahi, der Rabbi Yudem, mit dem Seire, mit dem Kuhle, da und die Duschen, Bake, Zike. So, die Chidoi, because, in his halochel, in Rabbi Yudem Seire's memory, that even the Kedushin that Levi made in Leah was not Mafkia the Zike, that Levi hadn't lost. In that is Yechidoy. So Memele the Rabbanon could also agree that he is Zike, but the Zike is Poka. Vasul, aber warte, bei jeder Bühne, wenn die Kunde aus der Kedushin Poka Zike, und wir sehen, schmeißen, was für drei Mille die Schmuel, und Joch Leimer, das ist Ches. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yudah says that Shemeres Yom Shel Meiso is Asur Abimo, so it's not Rabbi Yudah's own memory, it's Rabbi Yudah Mishen Mishmuel. So then Gemara says, Kache, but why did he have to say it twice? So Omar Shmuel, why do you have to mention Omar Shmuel? Halach et Rabbi Yudah Mishere? So the Gemara makes it tzriches. All right. Oh, we say Shmaiz Masatrei Mir Nishmuel, Yoch Leima, Yashmi Yizike, Ama Mine Bayi, Rabbi Yudah, Dibseire, Dikdu Shmavke Yizike, Ama Tayim Achina Ashkach, Ama Tayim Achina. So the name of the Kashi is, so the Kashi is, so why do we say Melecha, Halocha Kedivu Yehim, Erein Zike, and Rashi says, Rabbono, Rabbi Yudah Mishere. Very refosh. Tichdivu Yehim, Erein Zike, Haim Rabbi Meir, and Rav Meir, because then the Gemara that Yitzchai says, that Rav Meir says, that Ein Zik, din kei mai koma hanen mir hava mine, hanen mir bitrei, or Rav Meir bichad nami koma de Ein Zik. When the Gemara says, vilei ma aloche ki nivrei mer Ein Zik, hi ha goma hoche hava mine, hanen mir bitrei. Al chad yezike, but if the Gemara has reference to Rav Meir, so, says in so many words, that even there is one yom, so it's Ein Zike, he cannot be made there. The Nidorim of Yivam. For a Meir Bechad Nami Koma Ein Zike. The Rekel Meim Anami Dahen Rabbi Yeshua Adom Ayofer Lechot Zilu Yishnai. The Meiach Lo Yishnai. Because Rav Meir says that the Yofi cannot be made for the Nidorim of Yivam even of Echot, even if there is one Yof. Rabbi Yeshua says, if there is one Yof, then he can be made there. But if there are two Yivam, not. So we cannot say that when Gemara says here Ein Zike, so Gemara has reference to Rabbi Yeshua. So in Meile, the Gemara can say very well, he couldn't say, Ravune, he could not say, Halochek, Divrayim Erein Zike, because then I would say, Hanen Mila Bitrei, because Rabbi Yeshua talks only of a case of two Yivamim, Aval Bechad Yezik. So, Lekel mir Name der Heine Rabbi Shira mir Yavach Mishnai. So fehlt auch der Achim, mich ich plug Teile bohmet bei Maiga. Und fliege in meiner Kehne Lab, wie ich Leima, den mir alle Lechalik, mich im Dusch. So in other words, so the question is, who is that man Dorma? That says Ein Zik. So Kashi says, that is the Rabbonu from Yidem Seire. So he says, the Kashi, maybe Rabbonu from Yidem Seire, only say there that he doesn't have to wait, leave, he does not have to wait with the Knife Lechuke of Leia, and until Shimon will be Miyam, because the Rabbanon, maybe the Rabbanon hold that the Kedushin that Levi made the Leah was Mafkia the Zike, that Levi had Roche. So Teisa says no, because the Gemara assumes that we shouldn't be Mechalik because of Dushin. They need a Mechalik Mishim Dushin. The Rav Yehse in the Koran Yechidoye, so why does Rav Yehse in Sechas Megile say that Rav Yudrem Seir in the Yechidoye? If there is a reason to be mechalek between the case where there was Dushin or no Dushin, some in Meile and Rabbi Yudah Mishere is not mechalek, all right, so in Yechidoye. But if there is no reason to be mechalek, so in other words, so Rabbi Yudah Mishere is just applying the principle of Yezike. So there are many Tanoim who say Yezike. Ravid comes to Drake, so the Kulik Tanoy is Sabra Enzik. We must lead Ravash. So Rav Yitzchak himself holds that all the other Tanoim, who are Chilik, and Rav Yehuda Msele, hold that Enzik, not that Yenzik, but the Kedushin is Mafki Enzik. We must lead Ravash, and that is what is the Lachem Yitzchak. Doch nam ich alle hat mir gemacht mal gehen die Korre hat jetzt mich ist jetzt frisch wo die zwei die wollte ich mir so mit mal gehen so war doch gab die wollen mir nicht nur beschmeißen die sich aus der Gegend wir wollen mir mal das was mir die sich mich um die Sofa den sich am Kolau all right now so this is saying here that according to our Gemore so if yes sich so even Gdushin is not left here. Even Dushin is not maskir, if Yezi. Now the question is, why shouldn't Dushin be maskir? Why shouldn't Dushin be maskir? I mean, this is, if there is Dushin, the moment Levi is Mikadish Leah, the sister of Rochel. So Rochel becomes Achisishte, I mean, no one can deny that, that she becomes Achisishte. And it's Kamo Mishnes, that Achisishte is maskir Zike. So how can we say, so the question is against Rabbi Yudim Seir himself. What did Rabbi Yudim Seir say? That he has to wait, Levi should be told by Besen to wait until Shimon is Miyabim Rochel. Because if Levi will be Canis Leah before Shimon is Miyabim Rochel, so then he'll be Canis Achis Kotei. What kind of Achis is Kotei? What kind of a skooker is she? She is Achisishtei Rochel. Achisishtei Rochel. So we have to understand Rabbi Yudim Seir's din. Now let's see for a moment that Teisves daf Yudches on the page. She meres Yovim Shekidish Yochem Tachis. The first thing. In a ri, the dafke kidei shem rumeham tein beriso. Mishum di bishas nisuin nire kineisei Achis Fukosin. Kineisei Achis Fukosin. Avol yinosok vo, she nishtei gmuro, so Teisa says that when does Rabbi Yudim Seir say Emrui Hamtein, if he was just Miarisleh, if Levi was just Miarisleh and he wasn't Neis Kenesar Lechupes yet, so then Rabbi Yudim Seir holds that the innocent of Leah is not Mafkia the Zike, you know, but if Levi was already Canis on the Chuppe, so then he can live with her. He can live with Levi. Why? Because since there was Nisuin, so Nisuin is Mafkia Dizik. Nisuin is Mafkia Dizik. Now, so that we have to understand. I mean, what difference does it make? So that's not only Teisa Shite. That is also the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashi. The Ramban and the Rashi. So the Ritvo is Chayim. The Ritvo says that according to Rabbi Yudim Seir, so it's not only if he was just Niari Slayer, so Emrim Hamtein. Even if he was Nei Slayer, so it's also Emrim Hamtein. But most Rishayim, except for the Ritvo. So all the other Rishayim seem to agree with this, Ramban, the Rashba, that Rabbi Yudim Seir only says I'm telling. Then we can say that Teisa Shita Dav Gimu at the time we pointed out. I mean, anyway, many Achayim Amidai from Teisa that Teisa says at the end of the first Teisa Dav Gimu Amidai. So Teisa says, Tu Basishtei Heiche. The nichnis of the chupah will live alo, nira levi de chayev al bit. Abo gav de alasi shel bit alo zigale kiksi, di mash ma bia, di slovi ud in tolu de bia, lo me chayev al bata nesosi, al me dushin tali nilse, di slovi lima de tabayu tali nilse, lo, di hod lo me chayev al bata nesosi, kmo she pira di kutres, mi she nishil bit alo zid mash lo shi nises, mi fota, en mu bas. Bila, so the Russian of taste that is, u basishtei heche de nichnis of the chupah will live alo. The implication being that if it's not Nichnes al-Chubo, so then there is no Isa of Basishtei.
The Rambam Shite is to the contrary. The Rambam says in so many words that there is a Chiyuv Koretz. And that means that she is an elbow. In all these arayas of Shreve Sishte, even without Chub. Even the Mrs. Benzman, there is Koretz, I mean, depending on what kind of an elbow it is. So even without chuppah, just reduced. Alright, so, but Teisa Shite is mashma like that. Now, I said at that time, when I learned the Teisas will also agree that there is a Nisa that I say, even without chuppah. But, in order to be, that there should be chayev, in other words, the chiyuv, the ownership of the arayas of Teisa Shite, so that's only when it's nichnis on the chuppah. But if there is just dushna, that's the issue. According to Teisa Shite, that, I mean, I'm only discussing the other deal. In other words, the people of Yudhim Seire will agree that in case he was Kena Israel Lechupe, if Levi was Kena Israel Lechupe, so then he does not have to be mounted. Because Nisuin is Matkiyavizi. So why should there be, there's the second kashi. The first kashi is, why shouldn't the Kedushin itself be Mavkiya? So, and the second kashi is, what's the difference between Kedushin and Nisui? So, according to Teisa Shite, that Gimel of Dalet, that there is no, the onshin of the arayos of Trevis Ishte. So, whether it's Bas Ishte or Achet Ishte, it doesn't make a difference. It's only the Nisui. But if there is only Kedushin, so there is no Chiyuv Nisei, there is no Chiyuv Kores, so then we can understand, because the ZK is only Poka if she is an elf. But if there is just the Nisa that I say, love that I say, without the image of Kores, the image of Mr. Bezen, so then it's not Mafkir the ZK. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yudhim Seira says, that Emel Hamtei, even though Levi was Mikadesh Leia, so Mimele Rochel becomes Achis Ishtei, but she only becomes Achis Arusosei, not Achis Mesosei. So then he will not be Chayev on Rochel until Leia is Michneses Lechupe. So Mimele, she's not an Elbo. Not an Elbo, she's not Mafkir Ezike. Not Mafkir Ezike. Mashenke, if he was already Kings Lechupe, Leia. So then, if he will be Boal Rochel, he'll be Chayev Kores, because of Achis Ishte, even according to Teisves. So then it is Mafkir Ezike. So that is alright, so we can say that only according to Teisa Shite. But most Rishayim do not agree. Teisa Shite is a very big Chiddush. It's not Teisa Shite. So most Rishayim whole agree with the Rambam, that in all the arayas of Trevis Ishte, whether it's Bas Ishte or Achis Ishte, so it doesn't make any difference whether she's just Nur Refes or she's Nisur. So even if she was not Nichnes of Yechupah, just me or Esses. So he's Chayev, Mishum Achis Ishtei, Mishum Bas Ishtei, all the Arayas of Trevis Ishtei. So then the question arises, so two questions. First of all, First of all, why does Teisves and the Rambam and the Rashi? So say that according to Rabbi Yudhim Seire, so the Kedushin itself is not Mafkia, and the Nisuin is Mafkia. What's the difference? What's the difference? Now let's see the case. Anyway, the case is that it's Chesam and Teis. Kinaras Yom Shkin Shabbat Achim. אם ריב דווקא כאילו שאינו להמתים לו איסו ושאינו שחיסו עם מי הגמי זה אחרי שקוקות נעבו נוסע כמו שבי שתי גמורו פה קריטיקה לגמרי ועם צורך להמתים לו איסו כן תייסו סייר ודווקא כאילו so the first thing that תייסו mentioned is and according to רבילה בן סיירה so קדוש ניסת מפקיר זה כן בו תניצוי ניס מפקיר זה כן תייסו something else ודווקא כאילו שאחר נציר ודווקא כאילו שאחר נציר let's say רודווי So Reuven and Shimon and Levi are three brothers, and Reuven was married to Rochel, then Reuven died,
and Rachel was Miseret before Shimon and Levi, and then after the death of Reuven, Levi was Mikadesh Leah. This is our brother. But suppose Levi was Mikadesh Leah, the sister of Rachel, before Reuven died, and then Reuven died. ודעת כי יש אגנה שמתמוך על אחרת וכניש בין זה היה זה מוצא כמה מיתי איש למות הליבנטי ושדע ויבוא משהו טוב לסם לך דבור אותך אבל כניש מהתר in other words, if Levi was Mekabe Shreya first and then Reuven died כדי נפילה שלא הוא יסחר את קוטב שעד פישן אין זו אותם תיקה that's another thing so we can explain that in other words, the second חידש of the Israel can be the explanatory of the first חידש of the Israel או לחידש of the Israel Now, we mentioned, I think, more than once, the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos in the Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, in connection with the sugya of Omar Abayeh, Hakel Neidin Bipoal Hamideh Valatetet, Shinavad Mamza, Nideh Dotav Tzedushin, Shinemalitzin Dosalot, Afil Bishachin Dosotav Tzedushin, Tzedin Namir Dotav Tzedushin. So even Rabbi Akiva, who said, the same Tzedushin Tzedushin Chayav Elavim, so one would be tempted to assume that I think of a poshut that if someone is mishadish a seiter, let's say she was mizanet, and then he divorced her, and she was mizanet, so the husband divorced her, as he's supposed to do, as he's supposed to do al kedim, and he divorced her, and then he was mishadish her again. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, the dush nishteit. Why? So Rashi says, why? So he says, the tatsu dush nishteit, the hafah hashudim, so we talk about the dush nishteit. Because we see that the Torah says in so many words that when she commits adultery, so he has to divorce her. She wants to buy all the dog. So he has to divorce her. Apparently, obviously, without the divorce, she's not maternal now. But if we are to assume that according to Rabbi Akiva, that in addition to the Chayav Elav, so this Aloha applies even to say the two, like all other Chayav Elav, so why does she need a get if she was Mizanet? So she becomes Asura, Yuch Bailo Rishet. So it's not Asura Lav. She becomes Asura and the husband. So the Kedushin should be Poka. That's what Rashi. So Tetzes is Mafikam Rashi. And Tetzes says, what's the Raya? The Kedushin is Tetzes in Isete, and maybe Kedushin is not Tetzes in Isete. But here she was Mikudeshes from before. So the Mele is not Poka. So what is Rashi Shite? So Rashi Shite is that where Kedushin is not Tetzes. So then it can be Mafiyahu. Whereas Tetzes Shite is that even when Dushin is not a Zed, but, so, Dushin cannot take effect, but if she became a Kadesh before she became an Elvo, and then she becomes an Elvo, so it's not Bafsiya the Dushin. It's not Bafsiya the Dushin. So it was in connection with this Shite of Rashi, with Rashova, Setora, and he said that Rashi Shite is, that when one is Mishadi Kanisho, so it's not one Chalais, Raymon Boy, but every second there is a new Chalais of Dushin. And Rav Chaim apparently did not agree with that, so Rav Chaim said to him, Hey, Bazei Rav Yoshe, he's mazal to buy, he's more achot to yishtap yishtachat me lach. So, in other words, so, but that is the machlekes between Rashi and Teisle, between Rashi and Teisle. So Rashi Shite is that if the woman is an elbow, the Dushin is not Teisle in her, so even if the Dushin was how before, and then she becomes an elbow. So the Kedushin is Boka, and according to Tetzes, no, Kedushin is not Tetzes, and an Elvo is, at the time of the Kedushin, of the Maisa of the Kedushin, she was an Elvo. But if she became a Kodesh, and then she became an Elvo to the husband, so the Kedushin is not Boka. Kedushin is not Boka. Now, according to most Kedushin, they seem to agree with Tetzes, not with Rashi. Not with Rashi. So now, so that means that even if a woman is an Elvo, but if she is Mikudeshes before, if she was Mikudeshes before, the Kedushin is not Boka. So the same concept should apply to Ziki. The same concept should apply to Ziki. Now, of course, there is common Mishneh that Bachet Isha, there is no Ziki. Bachet Isha is no Ziki. That means, so all these Mishnehs that confirm this Aloha, which is a double portion, that Bachet, that Achit the Isha, Elvo of Achit Ishte, is Maksiya Ziko. So all these Mishnahs have reference to the case of Reuven and Shimon. Two brothers are married to two sisters, Rochel and Leah, and then Reuven dies, and Rochel is Nisalet before Shimon, so there is no Zikah. Because at the time of the Nisile, there is an Isha Achit Isha.
So in other words, so then the Zika has to be chal. The Zika has to be chal. So it cannot be chal. So it's like being the Kaddish. So the moment of the Nesilah and Rubin dies, that's like the Maisik Dush. So we say just as Shimon couldn't be Mikadish, couldn't be Mikadish Rochel, because she's Nachesisho, so the Mele, she couldn't become Skuko. Rochel couldn't become Skuko to Shimon. Because at the time when her husband Rubin dies, so Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of her. Masha'inke in the case of Shemeres Yovim Shekidish Yochid as Achiso. Reuven, Shimon and Leah, the three brothers, Reuven is married. To Rochel. Reuven is married to Rochel. And then Reuven dies, Rochel, and at the time when Reuven died, so Levi was not, so Leah, the sister of Rochel, was not Nikudeshet to Levi again. And Reuven died. So then when Reuven died, so Rochel became Skuko to Shimon, and Rochel became Skuko to Levi. And according to Mandoma Yezike, so that means Midraise, there is a Kiyanish. So in other words, the Yovim can even be made for the Midorim, and the Yovim can even Yarsh the Yivon. But it's not a Kiyanish of Dush Midraise. Midraise is a Kiyanish like the Kiyanish of that a Melach has Midraise, or the same Kiyanish that the Goy has in his wife. There is a Kiyanish. We don't have Dish Yevon Eishes Chaveirai, but it's not Dish of Dush. But if we say, so according to Rabbi Yudin Seira, that there is Zike, so Midraise is Zike. But Midraise is not Ishes of Dush. So it's a different kind of Ishes. But he has a key Ishes. So in other words, so when Reuven died, so then, she became the wife. Not the wife in Ishes of Dush. But the wife like the king and Ishes of Glakshet that the Melech has Midraish. So she became Pnuyo to the Yom at that moment. And we saw that according to Mandoma Yel Zike, so in one sense, the king and Ishes is more than the king and Ishes that the Norus has in Arus, because the Norus does not Yarshi his wife. And Norus cannot be measured than Nidorim. The Nidorim of the Arus by himself. And no, he cannot. Only in Osu. And the Yovim can, according to Mandoma Yezike. So we see that this king and Ishe, according to Mandoma Yezike, is not only a king and Ishe of like Eres, but it's even more than Eres. It's like Nisuin. But, on one hand, it's more than Eres. On the other hand, it's not Ishe of Dushin. It's not Ishe of Dushin. So, from the Mele, the love of the Shishish and the Chiyuv Mise or the chorus of the Shishish do not apply to, let's say, to the Kiyanishes of the Lakshus. But in one sense, the Kiyanishes is a Kiyanishes like Nisui, foolish, but not of Dush. From the Mele, Shemeres Yom Shishish of the Achizo, when Reuven died and Rochel became Skuko to Levi, from the Mele at that moment, Rochel became, in a certain sense, Pnuyo, as the Ishofle, not in the sense of Gdush, but she became Pnuyo, according to Mandoma Yezziko, to Levi. She became Pnuyo to Levi. So in other words, so Tetzki and Ishes, then, when Levi was Mikadesh, Leo, the sister of Rochel, so we have the Kashe, why shouldn't the Zika be Mastia? Why shouldn't the Zika be Kota? The answer is, according to Tesis, the moment of the Kenim, so the Yisra of Achesisho is only implies that the Kedushin cannot be Tesis, cannot take effect in Achesisho. But if she became a Kodeshes before, and now, she all of a sudden, so she became an Achesisho, so the Kedushin is not Kota. So here we have that example. Because when Reuven died, so Rochel became the wife of Levi, in a certain sense, because he has Zika. Not the Mehuneset, not the Mekudeshet, but the wife, like the Pelagish of Levi. Okay, and he has Pion in her. So in many ways she became the wife. So that Kinyan is already took effect. So then, when Levi is Mikadish Leo, the sister of Rochel, so we cannot say that the Kinyan Ishet, that the dream we already acquired at the moment of the healing in Rochel Shibibaka, because that's like the Kenyan, that's like the Christian being Poka as a result of the Israel war. That was how Esther she became Knesset. Here she didn't become Knesset, but it's another Kenyan. That is like Dush. So we mainly cannot be not. Can Marcia Dike. So all the mishnas that say that the Yisra Vachifisho is Marcia Dike, so only imply that Sike cannot be helped. Because in order, even the moment of the Nesila, the Yivone is an Achifisho. So that means that the Gdushness, something like Gdushin, has to take effect. Gdushin cannot take effect in an Achifisho. But if the Gdushin took effect already, and now she becomes an Achifisho, so the Gdushness is not Poka. The Kinyan Ishes, call it Lakshus. So the Kinyan Ishes was already how? So now she becomes, when he's becoming Leo, so she becomes, so Rochel becomes an Achifisho. After she became married. After she became married to Toi. In a certain sense, she's already married to Levi. The Yivone, Rochel is married to Levi. Because yes, Zike. He can be made for Hamidori. He will Yashin her. He's married to her. In a certain sense, it's like the Nisur of Levi. So Rochel is like the Nisur of Levi. So, and now he's Mikadesh. He's Mikadesh. Leia, the sister of Rochel, of course, the Tushni Sefer to Leia. The Tushni Sefer to Leia. But that cannot be Martia, the key in Ishes, it was already how. Just as the Israel was saying, they could not be Martia. The Gdushin, that was already how in the woman who committed adultery later on. Even the Kodesh Rabakim. So that's the reason as to why Tefes and Rambam and Rajbo, and you say that Gdushin by itself, Rabbi Mitzvira says, Gdushin by itself cannot be Martia the Zike. Because if Yezike, so Midrash say, she is Knuyo Kinyan Ishes, Rochel is Knuyo Kinyan Ishes, Turei, as of the moment of the Nefila. Then when Levi, later on, is Mikadesh Leia, so she becomes an Achei Fisho, but she's already Knuyo there. Suppose she had been already Mikadesh there. And now she would become an Achei Fisho. So the Jewish would be Poka. So that Kinyan Ishes cannot be Poka either. Cannot be Poka either. All right. Now, so that's why, so then she says, Avol in Nosotvo. She did more Poka Lazikali Damre, the entire Hampton River, because if he's lazy, if lazy is not only the Aris, if lazy is not only the Aris, Leah, but he's Nancy Leah as well. So there is a king in Gomu of Ishek in Leah. So lazy has a king in Gomu of Ishek, not only of Eris. But of Nisuin also, so in other words, so then we say that in as much as she is Knuyo, a king in Gomo of Ishes, and it's a king in Ishes of Gushin, and Nisuin also. So of course, so that king in Ishes that Levi acquires in Leia is a much stronger king in Ishes than the king in Ishes that Levi had until now in Rosh. Even though the key and Sikhi, that Levi had the Rochel was analogous in a certain sense to the Sui. We got the first door and we got the Yerushet. But it's still a key and Ishe, like the Sui, but not of Dush. But when Levi is Nase, not only the Kaddish layer, but he is Nase layer as well, so of course the key and Ishe that Levi has in layer is much more predominant in everything. First of all, it's a Kinyanishes of Gush. Secondly, it's not only a Kinyanishes that is not consummated as yet, there is Nisuin too. And what is the Kinyanishes that was before? That's a partial Kinyanishes, not really his wife. So Mimele, if there is Nisuin, so it's Matia the Zikalia. And the hypocrisy is that even when there is Nisuin, it's not Matia. And besides Israel Achetisho, so the Rishonim agree with Teisa Shite that when can Israel be Matzia Gushin if the Gushin takes place when she is an Avo already. But if the Kishin, the Kishin has to praise the form, and now she becomes an Avo, then the Kishin that was already Chal is not tough. Is not tough. All right, now. Now the next statement. Now the diamond is. Our Mechayuei, the author of Vatel Mitra Hiram. He says, Vatilu Rabbi Gamliya, Yoma, in the Anomiyano, Meyohe, Vishana Hotom, Shekvon Yisroelei. Now, what's that? So that is a Mishneh, a Mishneh that could be. Shnei Achim Yisroel in Rats, says, you more a mention. Daf Yitzchess, in Rats, he mentions the whole Roshna Mishneh. Daf Yitzchess on that. Shnei Achim Yisroel in Shnei Achoyei. Achat Zeylo, Vachat Tano. So let's say Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rochel, to Shnei Achim. The Zeylo, so to Shnei Achim. And Shimon married Leo. Leo, Bishn Rabbana, Bishemir, Bishemir, who made pilot of Leo, then who made the husband of Rochel die. The Yoslo was Nibalaktano, so Rochel was Nicellus, before Shimon, the husband of Leo, the Ktano, in whom he has only Bishn Rabbana, Ramdin is Aktano, this was an accommodate, Ramdin is Aktano, Limoyin the Bailo, so we advise. Leo, the Ktano, who is Mikudeshes only with Rabbonon, to Shimon, that she should make him ill. So that will revoke the Kedushin Lima Freya. The Rakan is there. So she do Yave in a zoo, she could do Yave in a zoo, so then she will be able, so Shimon will be able to be Yav Roche. As long as Leo does not make, realize the Nihon, So that means the Rochel is the Achisi state. Achisi is the Mirabon, but Achisi is the state. So how can he be the Abba Achisi state? He's a Rabon, she's a Zuma, she's an Elbo. But if she is, Leo is advised to be the Mayim, so that will have retroactive effect. So Leo will not be Shimon's wife, so then Shimon will be in a position to be the Abba. Rabbi says, "Okay, the Yavne do. She zikoso, she uze chmuro. Let's act on it. So according to the comment, so he cannot live with the Ktano. Why? Because if he lives with the Ktano, so he's poor alachis skukose. Alachis skukose. She zikoso, she uze chmuro. Let's act on it. She lo hoyan isiyo gmurim she matimoyin. Ukach leitei si zuchatzei. This was the comment. Rabbi Gamliel in Mia Nemiro." If she is in Mayim, we don't advise her anything. But if she in the same Atem decides to be Mayim so that they can additionally Masreya, so Mele, then Shimon can be Miyam the same Roche. But if she is not in Mayim, Rimav, if she is not in Mayim, so Tamsin, they will have to Kadzi Oktano. At the Tamsin Oktano. So Roche has to wait until Leia becomes the Devo, the Yivay. So the Yuk is in Gmurim. So then Shimon will realize Dushin the Raisek, Dushin Gmurim, in Leo. So then Roche will become an Achetiste with the Raisek, he takes a day long, Mishim Achetish. So in other words, so we see, Ain't it game, it's your Ktane Ole. Alright. So, Arum Chaim Loi the Osea, Levato Mitzikivan. So the Gemara says, that even Rabun El Mara, who says, Ain't it game, so still, Yes, so is Mutea the Achis Yivente, Liachar Misas Yivente, because he's sick. But Bichaye Yivente, he's not allowed to marry the mother or the sister. Al Chaim Lo Yidot Levatol Yivomi, because if Michaye of the Yivente, he marries the sister of the Yivome, so Mele the Yivome becomes Achisiste. So then there is neither his lochalite. So in other words, by marrying the sister of the Yivome, he in effect puts an end to the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of either Yivmochli. And that is all. That is all. I'm highly about me. So it appears from that Yivore that is over Pshite. Everybody can see. Even those who say Ein Zike, but so Lacham Yivente is allowed to marry. He's allowed to marry. I mean, in Yivente. But behind Yivente is not allowed to marry the sister of Yivome. Because by marrying the sister of Yivome, he'll put an end to the potential fulfillment of Mitzvah Shivman Chuy. So he says, Potatius was bothered by Kashi, but we see that the mayor holds that one is allowed to marry the sister of the Yivomet, and that he is not Cheshish for the Yisrael of Bidu Mitzvah Shivman. Because Rav Gamliel says, in Yano Mirno, Vimlav, so something they were at the Tadvil, Ktano, the evil, the exhibition moving, we take the daylong, which makes it easier. So in other words, he can continue living with his wife, the Ktano. But how can he continue living with his wife, the Ktano, so he is the Achiz Kukose? The Achiz Kukose. Achiz Kukose. So, Vafilu Ram Gamliel, the Oma, so he says, not only he can continue while she's the Ktano, something they will actually target the Ktano, the evil. So even when she becomes the daylong, so he can live with her. But then, when he's born, well, so then he's Martia, the Zikali Gamre, so he's Mavato Mitzvah. So Vafil Rav Gamliel Doma Rimiyano Miyano, so we see, Vimlaz Tamtir, Ati Tagdil, Rimiyano, but he's Mavateil, the Mitzvah Sivim. So Meidor, so he says, the thing he says, the Vafil Rav Gamliel is made that there is a Nisya of Bito Mitzvah Sivim. But why did he say there, that he can be Borel and be Vateil and put an end to the decay? Shana Hosom Shekvon Yisrael. In other words, actually, because it's not that Ram Gamliel is chelik on the whole deal of Pito Mitzvah Sivonim. But Ram Gamliel holds in that case, there is no Yisrael of Pito Mitzvah Sivonim. Because the Ktano right now is married to him in Rabbanon. He's married to him in Rabbanon. So the name is but Ram Gamliel, so we apply, so as far as the Rabbonim is concerned, so in Melee, there is already a question. But the Rabbonim cannot mitigate any derive. But even as much as the Nisha, or as the Nisha of Pito Mitzvah Sivonim is itself only an Nisha Rabbonim, so vis-a-vis that is a Rabbonim of Pito Mitzvah Sivonim, we say, he is already an Achiz Isha. There is no Isha. Of course, we cannot say it with the right that there is no Isha. Because a Rabbonim cannot affect, cannot mitigate the Isha of the right, but it can put an end to the Isha of the Rabbonim in regard to Isha Rabbonim. In regard to Isha Rabbonim. So of course, let's say, he is not allowed to get married, let's say Rochel in the case of Ram Gamliel. So he, Rochel, is not allowed until Shimon's wife, the Tano, becomes a Dero, and Shimon consummates the Dushin, so that he becomes Dushin in the Raise, so Rochel is not allowed to get married to Shuk. Why? Because in the Raise, he is still a Skukal Shuk, and in the Raise, the Zika is not Foka. The Zika is not Foka as a result of the fact that Rochel is the sister of Leo, who is his wife in the Rabbanon. Because with the Raise, Leo is not his wife at all, Leo. So it cannot terminate the Zika with the Raise, but with the Rabbanon, vis-a-vis, so with the Rabbanon. So the key and Ishef that Shimon has in Leo, with the Rabbanon, in the Tanner. So he absolves the Zika vis-a-vis the Ishef of the Rabbanon. Of Bito Mitzvah Sivan. This is what Ram Gamliel holds. He says, Vafilu Ram Gamliel Deoma, Miyano, Kino, Chedishan, Hotem, Kipon, Mishel. Vintena, Uminolam, Yisov, Arim, Zikeh. Yil Meleinom, Yezik. Ulacham, Yisei, Shore, Mishum, Dipoka, Zikeh. Kidi Oma, Yisov, Arim, Yisov, Arim, Adapo, Pisa, Asaf, Yisov, Yisov, Arim, Zikeh, Oemetu, Yemetu, Yezikeh, Achamis, Yezikeh, Achamis, Enano, Otea, Yisikeh, Brazil, Ipa. Why? Because whatever is true of real Ishe, that let's say all the Arayas, so Aratura is even Laham is a Tishke, even Laham is a Tishke, so one is also the Chameise, even Laham is a Tishke, so if we say yes, Ishe, so Ishe is also the Ishe, so it's also continuous Laham, it's also continuous Laham. Right now, the Yerushalmi here, and the Beit Halacha Aleph, in Yivomeh, says that yes, Zikeh, but The Zike is only in effect as long as Yivone lives. But at the moment Yivone dies, so the Zike is gone. By the way, like the Salke Daitoch in the Nalgimon. But Nalgimon is only Salke Daitoch, I could change. But I'll leave them as it's not like that. But Yoshalme, there is a Mandoma who says, that yes, Zike, so me mele, behind Yivente, so he's not allowed to marry a chais Yivente, not only because of Mitzvah Yivone, but because of an Yisrael of a chais Kukosei, but l'achar shemeiso Yivente, so he's allowed to marry the mother of Yivone, mother Yivone. In other words, the Yoshalmi is chelik an algema, and the Yoshalmi holds that the Yizike, but only the chai, but l'achamise, the Zike is spoken. Now, I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes between the Ribom and the Riz. In Bovabat Chedat Kutibaret, and you'll see the same machlekes. You'll see that machlekes mentioned the Ribom is Dachin Hei. In Dachin Hei, it says it also. So in other words, the Ribom Shite is that when a wife dies, so the marital relationship is terminated. Just as the marital relationship is terminated through Gershon, so death also terminates the marital relationship. And the Riz says, no, Shere Kaya Rahman. So in other words, the marital relationship is not terminated. So if we say, according to the Rebbe, that Mitzvah terminates the marital relationship, so what is the pshat in the Gzeras HaKotu that one is allowed to, is forbidden to marry Chameisei, even Lacha Mitzvah Tishrei? Not because she is the mother of his present wife. She's not his wife, but since the Gzeras HaKotu that the Torah uttered the Chameisei of the heretofore wife. So Mele, we have to say, now it's according to our Gemara, that if yes, we can. So if Yivomo Shemeiso is Asura Vimo, he's also Vimo, so it's for the same reason. Because if yes, we can, so that means he has a Kianishes, he's like his wife. He has a certain powerful Kianishes in the Yivomo. And so just as in regard to a real wife, a full wife, so the Torah declared, uttered, the crazy fish tail of the year to four wives, even though now he has no Kianishes in her, so in regard to Zike too, so she's Asura, even the aim of the year to four Sukkot. According to the Rebbe says that the marital relationship continues even after the death of the wife, so the pshat in the Gzeras HaKotu, that Hamese is Asura, even Lachamese is Kishke, is because she is right now the mother of his wife. Because there is still a Kianishes. There is a marital relationship. So regarding the Yisrael of Tredis Kukosei, it's the same thing. Because the Kianishes of Kishin continues after the death of the wife, so the Kianishes of Zike also continues after the death of the Yivon. So the Yoshalme, now the Yoshalme is hell, and the Yoshalme holds the man of Yoshalme who says, the Tienzik was only the Chayim, but, Lacham is enough, so that man of Yoshalme holds, that if there is a real Ishes, so that Ishes, that Tien Ishes was not terminated with the death of the wife. But where the Ishes is not the full Tien Ishes, it's the power of Tien Ishes. It's not the Ishes of Zushin, it's the Tien Ishes of Zike. So that Tien Ishes is spoken with the death of the wife. That's the Pshat in Yoshan. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara, where we left off. Now we're up to the left off, that is Ches, Omid Aleph. Seventh line from the top. Moshe Rabbune Bachir. Also Bamayna, Umei. Shvi Ocheletes Uloi Nisyabel. Almi. So if he made Dushni, he realized Dushni to the Kepes, this is Shtar. So Shvi Ocheletes Uloi Nisyabel. If he had his Lecheletes, he's trying to get it Bamay. Holy of it Bamay Mea. So Shvi Ename Yiyuv Memiyame. Vi Amret Yezike. So even without my Mea. even without Meiner. So Shimon is considered as being the conduit of the Yevamim. So how will they start the other way? And then when Shimon dies, and Levi is already the Elam, how will they start the Yisachim Shlo Yevamim the Zikr? Because if he has Zikr, so that means without him, it's considered his wife. Not his wife, I will give but it's an Elisha. So the Melech, so even if he didn't make a mind there, so why do we say that Shmiel, the wife that Shimon had, so the Tzore can be Yisiyah Bemez by Levi? Why? Because he is not the Tzore of the Mitzvah of the Lomei. He is the Tzore of the Lomei. Because our Pidin is considered as his wife, even without this. Kirikiri. How is the Tzore of the Mitzvah? Omar Rabbe, who are these Rabbe Gazoyov at the Maimah? The Shmiel Michlet Chomte Yivu Meloi Rab. The Hotik Tone Maimah, Lafuke Medishav. The Amre Maimah Kirikiri in Gomo, Komaz Milon. Komaz Milon. Now let's see the right. Also bei meiner Matisse, mehr mit Holze noch. Die Wumme will ich machen, aber ich soll es selber besiege. Ich habe noch was mir auch in Kirche mehr gesehen, ich kann ihn auf die Story nicht besiege. Wir haben hat der Hach noch nicht so ins Ganze gehört, es ist ja wenn ich mich nicht in die Wumme. So mein Neue hat gesagt, der hat der Wohn, der Schmiel oder noch ist, für der Wege noch nicht so selber. Wir haben hat der noch ist, wie gab ich, so ein selber, bis ich uns die Kirche euch so lachen wo. So ein Lachen. Mit dem Schama ist das alles Hachen. בשם אומרים, איש אימא לא זאת תקנית אחרי שישו. זאת אומרת, הכל זה בשם אומרים, שמה אימא לשים את מי רמו, so she becomes his wife with her eyes. So, ותאז את שובה תרבו, ותיק תרף נחליט, כמה, alright. איסה הבית. שני אחים באילום, באילום אחות, ומי שאחות מהם בלוי ועד, רוב אנשים את תוגבר, הם זה הרבה אילום אחות. So, they both had a common life together. And then, Reuven dies, the Lord was, Biomadachayi, and Shimon tried to make a mind, to be Mikabi, Roche, the wife of Reuven. Last is mine again. The Lord used to be glasses, he didn't tell his name. The Lord used to be glasses for mine. Adjani was Lord. So then, Levi was born before he managed to make it to realize in mine there, in Roche, Umei, and then Shimon died. So he came no yet to make the Torah for the Lomé. Who Shmio, or he let us say he's Yabeme. So the Shmio, the wife of Shimon, so he can be with Yabeme. We are with Yezike. So it can be considered as Shimon had married her already. So the male have a Torah for the Torah for the Lomé, Yezike. Yezike, so why can't she be with Yabeme? Well, he's a terrorist, a man of a male. The Omar in Zikr. So this price called Rameya. And Rameya Shita is in Zikr. And this year, now let's see the right. As in Lidl Achum, it is a shame, it is a chair, it is a fixed name, it is a new one. The Zikr is a question of the name, it is a story. Rameya, Rameya, come on, why is it here? But the time comes to the Ravade, and why is it like Matisse? So it says that you are Rameya. So Rameya holds. In Zikr. So the more efficacious, ומי שלא ירד מיירים ועתנן, ארבו אחים, טוב מוות, רובן שימן לילי יהוד, שניים מהם נשויים שתי אחות, רובן was married to רוחי, שימן was married to לי, ומי שם שתי אחות, so then רובן and שימן both died, so רוחי and לי were both naked from two different bodies, they were both naked, אחי לוחיל שי, זה לא נשיאה בני, So that what he is, that neither Levi nor Yehuda can be Niyabe in either Rochel Ole. Because if either Levi or Yehuda will be Niyabe Rochel, so he'll be Niyabe Achei Sukkotin, because Levi is also Sukkotin. He'll be Niyabe Leia. He'll also be Niyabe Achei Sukkotin, because Rochel is also Sukkotin. So the male both have to get treated, but neither one can be Niyabe. These are the likes of the Red Meir. And Zike, Hanne Mitzray Batekat. So Haile Yabam Chode, Haile Yabam Chode, Haile Yabam Chode. So in other words, so let one be Yabam one and the other one let the lady be Yavim Rochel and let Yehuda be Merab Leo, my friend. So too, if it's Yavim, Yavim Achei Sukkosei. But Sukkosei is not like Sukkosei in any way. Even the Rabbonim is not like Sukkosei in any way. So the Gemara is a terrible way, what means it? Mishim di Kotsova, Otsu Levato Mitzvah Sivon. Why? So the reason is why, let's say, lady cannot be Yavim Rochel, because if we allow Levi to be Miyabim Rochel, then let's say right after Levi is Miyabim Rochel, so Shimon will die. That means so Yehuda will die. Yehuda will die. So then Levi will not be able to be Miyabim Leye or to be Chayel. I mean, because the Zikah will be Pokat. So in other words, so the fulfillment of Mitzvah Shiv Moch Litzvah will be defeated. And so it's all fair. I mean, it's remarkable. In other words, here, only in case, in the event that Yehuda will die, immediately after Levi is Miyabim, Rochel. So then the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of either Yidim or Chlitza will be defeated. But if it will not die, then it will not be defeated. So because of the possibility, maybe Yehuda will die immediately after, maybe it will be Yavim Rochel, so the Chachomim Afer. So this is because the question then, whether we are I wouldn't say it's difficult because that's the way the Chachomim are misake. But it's remarkable that the Chachomim Afer, people meet the Yidden on the basis of the Choshet. Maybe someone will die. If you don't know what you see, one of the Yavim Chad might be though. The Kabbalta Mitzvah. Now let's see the rest. Who may sound still in Seachoy? You know, for seeing Yacht of Neach. You will see Yacht, which is a vile stick of a high, You know, it's a chode, a couple of a kick, it's a battle, it's a yach, you know. They will be sick. Both become a little bit Yacht, eh? We should be also a battle, Mr. Sivon. We are going to have high hode, Dilmo, Maise, Ido, Och. So if we will be Yam Rochel, maybe Yehuda will immediately die. So, we will be Yam Ido. So in other words, some melee, Levi will not be able either to be Yam Leye, or to give Chlitza to Leye. But she will not need any Chlitza. She will not need any Chlitza. But that means that the Mitzvah Chlitza or Yidu will be defeated. So that's all. You can have really come in, Halley. Din Ame Mai Sidoch. So we tell Levi, you should give Chlitza. Din Ame Mai Sidoch. Hoda Chai Chelis Vecholipo. Umidina Lipos Av Chlitza Nitamo. Motin Dachu Yivume. Dach Shani Kaino Mitzivom Tavaye. Elo Zeh Radil Mosel Yivai Yivume Bereiche. And even if it's Yivume Bereiche, so then there is only a chashat. Maybe the other one will die. So the Chachomim went so far to answer the possibility of the frustration of Mitzvah. So the Gemara Tikate, Yiyah Inzike, Tivate. So the Rav Gamliel Eimeir, Inzike, Umut Alvato Mitzvah, Yitzan Rav Gamliel Eimeir, Yimiano, Miano, Yimlo Yimiano, Tamtin, Atitagio, Titalezum, Shvachetisho. Omalei, Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel Komis. Kore Gamrino, Rav Meir Chai, Tafil Mitzveike, Rav Gamliel Afil Levado Lechai. So I think it's pointed out there, it doesn't mean that he rejects the whole Israel of the Mitzvah. In other words, he rejects the Israel of the Mitzvah in a case where Mitzvah Rabbonon, there is a mitigation of the Zik. So vis-a-vis the Mitzvah Rabbonon, the Mitzvah, we say, the Zik is already apocalyptic, we say. But, so Rav Gamliel Afil Levado Lechai. So Dilma Mandu Lechai Afil Levado Lechai. Now let's see the rest. We are in Zika. The last one is a Zika, the bottom is a Zivon. So we look before. The man, the last one is a Zika, the high standard, but the Zivon. So we're going to be a Shamino in Zika, the Shamino, 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 מלמדים הסקטנו למויים בפיילו, ולאקר נישואלו, כדוי יבי מזו, שזיקותו של זו חמורו לסקטנו הולו, שלא היו נישואים גמורים. שם אותי מויים, now this is very strange, this expression in that. שם אותי מויים. ולכך, ולכן שזו משמחית איתו, why did I have to inject that expression? I mean it was all well without that expression. So he says, שלא היו נישואל גמורים, why? Because it's נישואים לרבות. So מדרעי שדקטנו is not married. He's not married to Shimon. Not married to Shimon at all. So Mimele, he cannot live with her. I mean, here he's discussing Tanakame, not from them. So he cannot live with her. Because if he lives with her, he's born Achaiz Kukote. Achaiz Kukote. What do we say? No, she's not Kukote. Because she's Achaiz Hishne. What kind of Hishne is she? She's an Hishne Rabon. Mimele say, she's no Chiyotin. She's not his wife. So Mimele, but Mimele say, Rochel is his kuko, and Leah is only his wife in Rabbanon. So why does Rashi have to mention Shema Demoyin, and let's say, she'll never be Demoyin. There is no Miyot, but he's still only the Kodeshes in Rabbanon. He's only the Kodeshes in Rabbanon. So Mimele, he cannot, so he says, Ulitach, he says, Ulitach, he says, Ulitach, he says, why Shema Demoyin? And suppose there is no Miyot? There is no possibility of Miyot? So it's still, she's only Tektano, Leah. He's only married to Shimon and Midrabonon. Midrabonon, she's not married to him. So the male, Rochel, who is Kuko, to Shimon and Midrabonon, cannot be considered as a Chesish in Midrabonon. So why does Rashi have to mention? Why does Rashi have to mention? Shema Timorei. Why does Rashi have to mention Shema Timorei? So you see, a big Chidash of Rashi. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but from Rashi we see that Chidash. And that is in line with the same wonders that Tesis mentioned here, that the diamond is based. Vassilo Rambil Domar, Nianu, Neido Hochel Ishano Hotem Shikone Tzivarei. So we explain this. Because Midrabonon, she is his wife. So Mimele, Rochel, so Leia is Midrabonon, the wife of Shimon. So Mimele, Midrabonon, Rochel, is the Achet Ishte. So Mimele, vis-a-vis, the Isha, Midrabonon, Pitmit Zivonim. So that